I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. Let's talk about your business morning show. It's Motivational Mondays, and every Monday we talk about your business. We empower people to understand how to improve their business, and we make sure you have information because information is power. This morning we're going to have a special guest, Anthony Stewart. He's going to talk about finances, something that is going on today in this United States of America, really all around the world, but discover the secrets that have helped middle-class Americans across the country. Are you millions of Americans looking for a concrete answer to your finances? Mr. Anthony Stewart's going to bring that to fruition this morning. He's going to make sure that you understand about finances. I want to also let you know about the upcoming event on Thursday. Thursday, it's my birthday. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be at Policy 14th and T Street. It's going to be from 6 o'clock to about 10:30 at night. Tell everybody to come out, meet some of the most movers and shakers, the most influential people in the Washington metropolitan area. Also, you'll meet the author, Anthony Stewart. He'll be there. Are you on the air right now, Anthony? You on the air?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Price?
I'm doing better than good. I feel extremely honored that you're here this morning. Tell us a little bit about your book and about what you actually do.
Oh, okay. I'd be glad to. Good morning, listeners. I'm with Stewart Financial Services. We represent American Classic Agency. And for years, over the last 20 years, my business partners and I have been serving middle America across the kitchen table. And basically, what we do is we show people how to find, save, and accumulate money without risk. And we've been doing that actually since 1990. And between all of us, we have served over 50,000 clients across this country. So it's an exciting time. It's a very good time to be in the business. And in the book, we talk about how you can not lose money but take the gains without the losses by taking advantage of programs that's tied to the S&P 500. So I know a lot of people have lost money over the couple of years. So many people rely so heavily on their 401k plans. They're putting their money in places, and they really have no idea what they're doing. They're just taking advice of a coworker or somebody like that. But we sit down, every individual at a time, and show them exactly what to do based on where they are and the amount of money that they have to work with.
That is excellent. Excellent. And what you said and what I want to touch upon, how many people have lost money. I just recently read an article where an actor, Kevin Bacon, lost everything he had, all the money that he had except for his house and a little bit of personal money he had in a savings account with Madoff. He lost all of it just trying to gamble it off with him. So it is true, if someone like a Kevin Bacon can lose all of his money, what about a regular person like myself and you and yourself without the information? It could be really detrimental. What we want to do, we want to take a break. When we come back, I want you to talk about that PSA, I think you said. What was that you call it, PSF? What was that word you used?
401k?
Not the 401k. You use another letter. You begin with a P. But we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to make sure we come back and hit that.
Hey,
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're here with Anthony Stewart. He's talking about finances. Before the break, he alluded to a retirement program. It was not the 401k. It was something before that, begin with a P. But I did not understand. I'm quite sure a lot of our callers did not understand that. What was that exactly what you're talking about?
Was it the thrift savings program? Did I say something like that?
Thrift savings program, yes, sir. What is the thrift savings program? What exactly is that?
The thrift savings program is the retirement program that's offered to majority of the federal government agencies. And we're living in an area where we're surrounded by federal government. So that is their retirement system that's offered through the federal government.
And you can show people how to do that better or give them insight on how to take advantage of it?
Yes, but what we basically do is, and we do this by way of individual, but we also offer free seminars where we go out and teach this stuff. And the key now, Mr. Price, is that most people don't take taxes into their retirement equation. What we find so often is that so many people are putting money into these tax-qualified plans, whether it's a thrift savings program or 401k or 403b, and they're putting in more than what their employer is matching. And what we encourage them to do is take advantage of the free money. The free money is what their employer is matching. Anything over and above that, there are so many other things that you can do with it where you can have access to this money coming out on a tax-free basis when it's time to retire. So that's what we're teaching people. Now people are beginning to understand because we depend so much on these vehicles, not realizing that when we pull that money out, we're going to pay taxes on it. And if we've been listening to anything that's going on, it's very likely that taxes are going to have to increase in the future, and that could be devastating to your retirement.
That is excellent, excellent information, because a lot of people don't know what you just really conformed us on, because people don't know that. They basically will put more. They think that the more I put in, the more I'm going to get out. And basically you're saying don't do that. Just put the amount that the employer is going to match. You can take that money and do something else with it. That right there is excellent information, extremely important to know. Give us some more aspects of your book and what exactly is your book is going to do for someone who is really going to read the book and purchase it.
Certainly. What happens is we teach people in the book, we talk about four things as it relates to money, and we call it the Smart Retirement Money Order. And basically what it is that the first thing we want is free money. We talk about this a lot in the book. The free money is an inheritance or a matching contribution to your tax-qualified plan. The next one is tax-free money. We talk about ways that you can generate tax-free, but so many people are using the third one, which is tax-deferred money, and that's where the problem lies, and that kind of falls right into the hands of what the government wants us to do. And then the last one is taxable money. So basically what we do at that point is show them ways that they can have access to tax-free money. So the first thing we explain, we talk a lot about in the book, before you do anything, when it's time to start getting your financial house in order, it starts with the foundation. And the foundation is the proper and the right amount of life insurance. And I know we don't like to talk about the life insurance because we think it's only for someone else when we pass away. But if you set this thing up right, that can be one of the most important tools that you will ever use as it relates to retirement planning. Then you look at emergencies, and you should have at least 6 months' worth of emergency money set aside. Then you can look at investments and opportunity. But so many times we're taught by our employer, go ahead and max out your 401k plan. And that is not the order to do it, because if death occurs early, what does your family get? They get back what you put into that tax-qualified plan, less taxes. And that's why so many people now, when someone passes away, the other party begins to struggle because they have not got the foundation set up right. And that's having the life insurance go down first.
That is really, really something to talk about, because people aren't really having life insurance policy in the forefront of their life. They don't look at that as something that could be a source of retirement. When we come back, we're going to talk about free money and take some calls. We'll be right back. He's been doing it for such a long time, but he's touched upon something that we want to discuss now, free money, because that sounds good to anybody when you say free money. What is free money? So basically, tell us about free money.
All right. Free money is basically defined as something that you haven't earned, whether it's an inheritance, if a loved one passes away and they leave you an inheritance. We want to make sure we take advantage of all the free money. The other piece is a matching contribution to your tax-qualified plan. So, for example, if you have a 401k plan and your employer is matching 5%, we encourage you to put in that 5%. The same thing with the Thrift Savings Program. Whatever they are matching, you take full advantage of it. It just makes sense to do that. That's what we mean by free money. If you hit the lottery or something like that, that's free money. That's money that you haven't earned.
What about Social Security check? Is that considered to be free money? It comes automatically in a certain age. Is that considered to be like free money?
Well, not really, because we paid into it all these years. And now it's almost like social insecurity now, because we're not sure what's going to happen with that. I was looking at a Social Security statement the other day, and it talks about we don't have this thing together probably in the next 15 years or so. There will be no money. We've been hearing that for years, and we have to realize that that's the government's way of warning us, letting us know that, you know, don't count on this thing. But so many Americans now, that is a major part of their retirement, relying on Social Security. And based on a guy my age, I'm not counting on that. We all have to take responsibility for our own money and making sure that we're doing things right. And it's not that difficult if someone can explain it to you like we've been able to do for a number of years, where it's plain and simple English and everyone can understand it.
Fantastic. I want to take a call right now. Air code 301-794, you on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air with Anthony Stewart. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You on the air. Area code 301-794. You on the air. Okay. Area code 443-831. You on the air. Go ahead. Caller, you on the air. We've got three callers on the air right now. Area code 443-253. Are you on the air? Speak up. Go ahead. Talk about the actual retirement when people can get their money early. What about someone who wants to get their money early?
Yeah, well, they could do that. Just understand, if it's a tax qualified plan, you know, you can't touch it. The other side of that, if you have a if you set it up right with a permanent life insurance policy, you don't have to worry about the 59 and a half information. You don't have to worry about when you're 70 and a half, when the government makes you start taking money out of your IRAs. And that's why a permanent life insurance policy is a very good, excellent way to go about retirement. But we kind of look at it only for death. And if you set this thing up right with an index product, and I'm not sure if people are familiar with an index product or not, but this is where you can take advantage of the gains in the S&P 500 and never suffer the losses. And if you set that up properly, that could be a beautiful tool for retirement where you can have access to that money on a tax-free basis. So we do a lot of that here in our office, and we teach a lot of that in our workshops.
How they can get that money early, how they can take money out if they need it in an emergency or if they want to utilize it just for vacation or something like that, they can get access to their money even though it's in a retirement plan. You talk about how they can do that.
Right. I mean, a retirement plan using a life insurance vehicle, not a tax-qualified plan. A lot of parents use that as a way to help supplement their college costs. I mean, if you got $80,000 to $100,000 in a program like this and you have access to that money, you're borrowing from yourself. You're taking a loan against the program yourself. And that's why you can really become your own bank with a program like this. And then I think the other thing is people got to realize that the biggest purchasers of permanent life insurance are the banks. That's an acronym called BOLI, B-O-L-I, Bank-Owned Life Insurance. And the reason why they do that is for stability. And so if banks are doing it, then every individual should be kind of doing the same things.
Fantastic. We're going to take another break. And when we come back, I want to talk about how long would it take someone to get $50,000 to $100,000 built up into a life insurance policy where they can have access to it to use like that for a college program. And we also want to take this caller. It's on the air, 443-253, air code 443-253. We'll be right back. Something in the last segment about having $100,000 or $80,000 to $100,000 to use possibly for a college fund. How long would it take someone to accumulate that kind of money with a life insurance policy where they have access to it?
You want to give it at least a good 15 to 17, 18 years. You want to give it time. That's why it's so important, and we talk a lot about this in our book, the importance of starting early. I mean, when you're talking about planning for a college cost, and according to the college cost surveys, college costs are going up about 6% a year over the last 10 or 15 years. So it's very important that you start early and put aside as much money as you can. So when that child is ready to go to school, you have access to some money. But also the important thing is putting it in a place where you won't lose any. And over the years, over all the clients that we served over the years, through index annuities, they have none of our clients have lost a dime. And so when people were not answering their phone calls a couple of years ago when the stock market was crashing, we answered ours proudly because not one of our clients lost any money in the market. And we are very proud of that.
That's a fantastic record. The number here is 347-637-1577. We have a caller on the line that wants to talk to you. Area code 443-831. You're on the air. Speak up. We can hear you. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Mr. Price, how are you today?
How are you? Fantastic. You're on the air with Anthony Stewart.
I just want to call and say congratulations. This is Rich Rossi, co-author of the book with Anthony. And we're so proud, and the information Anthony's given today is just absolutely priceless for millions of Americans across the country. And I just wanted to congratulate you on your show and wish you a very happy birthday coming up on September 1st.
Well, fantastic. But you're the co-author, so you have contributed to the book. You basically had input in the book. And what inspired you to get involved with writing this book or to co-author the book?
Well, we've been in this business together, Anthony and I and Barbara Bilkavich, for over 20 years. And in 2008, when we saw the market crashing and the so-called financial experts telling Americans, sit tight, don't do anything, hold on, it'll come back, don't worry, and not put a floor under their investments, I was livid, and Anthony was mad, and Barbara was mad, and, you know, that's just not the right thing to do. And, you know, since the early 90s, we have been diversifying our clients' programs so they wouldn't lose any money, or at least part of the money diversified would not be lost. And I'm proud to say that one of our clients lost a single dime who were diversified with cash value life insurance, which, by the way, 55% of all cash value in this country is owned by wealthy Americans. The middle America didn't get the message yet. And secondly, with index annuities, where our clients got the upside of the market and not any downside risk. And we talk a lot about that in the book, and we give examples of real clients who have actually gained money as the market was going down subsequent to the crash, and they didn't lose a dime in their investment. So that was the genesis of the idea. And, of course, we've been working together all these years, and we just know there's such a big need, and people need to be more informed.
Well, I agree. Really, this is really something that I'm so glad that you're on, and Anthony has wrote this book. The three of you have written this book, because basically, just to have the three of you come together years ago. Now, not in the time when the economy's bad and things are crashing in the stock market. You did this way before this happened, and to have the mindset. The three of you to have the mindset to sit down at a table and then to say we're going to do something about it is way beyond commendable, because people basically don't think that way. They're not in a process of thinking financially. People spend money, waste money, buy trivial things that they don't need, and when money issues come up, there is no money. Most people die. Just like Anthony said, it puts somebody in crisis because they have big mortgages, they have financial things, they've been taking care of two cars, and all of a sudden the person drops dead. But when they drop dead, they can't even make a funeral arrangement. So just the matter of fact that you and Barbara and Anthony got together and did this, but I still would like to know, Anthony, I'd like you to really, really, really expand on this. By you being friends, what made y'all come together? I mean, you got three individuals, different individuals. Most people can't even agree on one thing. What made the three of you actually come together and decide to even do something about it?
Well, as Richard said, we had started out in the early 1990s, and we all experienced the same things. I know in my household, we never talked about money. In Richard's household, we never talked about money. And the same thing with Barbara. And then to hear so many people frustrated, not knowing what to do. And I said, you know, it's one thing to write a book. And people write books all the time. But we've had the experience of actually sitting down and taking action. You know, not just talking about our theory, but actually doing something about it. And we've been doing it for years. So we'd have thought that we put something together on paper that it could really bless a lot of folks, and the key, and keep it simple. That's the other thing. There's so many books that's being written that you have to have an MBA in finance to understand it, but ours is plain and simple. And in the book, we have testimonies from everyday people walking around Prince George's County that have been able to benefit from the types of programs that we offer. And we do this in a seminar format. So if anybody wants a seminar, anybody's listening today, or a seminar or workshop, we will come and do it for you. And so just call the office at 301-794-4290, and we can make arrangements to do that. So we are basically trying to take away the excuses now of I didn't know or nobody told me. We are teaching that to our young people now on an everyday basis.
And that's what you don't want to have to say in life. You don't want to say I didn't know or I wish somebody would have told me. Oh, if I only knew. There's so many people out here that have been working on jobs for 20 years, And when 401k came out, they said, oh, I wish I would have knew. I heard about it, but I didn't understand what that was. Or stock options, or when people gave, companies gave stock options, and they said, oh, I don't want to be involved in that. They didn't know the aspect of having a stock option, what that was. When we come back, I want to talk about how to get the book and what avenues are you preparing for these seminars that's coming up. Welcome back. Welcome back. We've got another call on the line. Error code 301-938. You're on the air. Go ahead. Error code 301-938. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? My name is John. I've been listening. It really sounds like a good book. I would like to ask Mr. Anthony Stewart a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now you were saying you were talking about ways to get tax free money, and that just sounds. That sounds impossible. How am I able to really do that? Because all I know is I know I pay a lot of taxes right now with all the other investments that I have. So, when I think about my stuff in the market or the things in my job and different times I've had to get money, whether CDs or anything, I'm paying taxes on everything. So how is tax-free money even possible?
Okay. That's a good question, John. One of the main vehicles is a Roth IRA is a way where you can accumulate money tax-free. The unfortunate thing is it's not talked about a lot by the government and things like that. They push us some more to the 401k plans. A Roth IRA is an excellent choice. The only problem is you have to qualify for the Roth. And in the area where we live at, there are so many high-income earners that don't qualify for the Roth IRA. And then the other way you can get tax-free is with permanent life insurance. That is probably the excellent way to do it because there are very few limits to how much you can contribute through the use of loans and withdrawals. You can have access to that money on a tax-free basis.
Well, that's kind of interesting because I'm a business owner and I have several friends that are business owners, and we sit around and talk about our situations and. We have all been, I'd heard of a Roth IRA, but me as well as a lot of other guys that I know, we're all out of the income range of doing something like that. So it sounds like you're saying life insurance is a way to build up tax-free money. That's something that I've never even heard of.
Yeah, and you're not alone, John. So many people have not, and that's the purpose of the book, so we can educate people so that they understand and understand how it works. And the wealthy have been doing it for years. And we just need to really get on the bandwagon and start doing what wealthy people do. And the book is going to help people know what wealthy people know so that we can get wealthy like the people that's already wealthy. That's the whole point of the book.
And it's not taking too much of your time. I did have one more question. Everything is on TV right now. Is they talk with all the things going on, such as the war and the health care, I'm expecting that taxes are going to go up. So what is the future? What is the impact of future taxes on this? I don't see how they're going to just let us grow money and not make us pay something. What's the effect of the future tax increases going to be on this money? You saying there's none?
Well, the thing of it is, once you get your money in the right vehicles, then you have done something to insulate yourself from future tax hikes. That's the importance of it. So if you do that, then you don't worry if the taxes are 80% or 90%. Right now, you're better off paying the taxes now. Taxes now are the lowest that they've been in a long time. I know it may not seem that way, but if you ever look at the history of the marginal tax rates, right now taxes are really on sale right now. So you're better off paying them now and then get yourself in a situation where you don't have to worry about future taxes. Then that's how you're going to be better off. You're going to be ahead of the curve. And we teach that on our website, on in seminars and in workshops. And I know, Mr. Price, you asked me to say where we can get the book from. You can go to www.savingmiddleamericabook.com, or you can call our office at 301-794-4290 to have access to the book.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on that book, and if you have a seminar or something available, I certainly would like to attend that, as well as some other partners, I'm sure. But thank you. Thank you for your time.
All right. We are doing one here at the National Training Center on September the 17th at 10 a.m. right here in Lanham, Maryland.
And, well, what's the address? I don't know if Gabe, what's the address of that?
It's a 10210 Greenbelt Road, Suite 960, Lanham, Maryland, 20706.
Thank you. I certainly will be there.
All right.
Also, you can come out on the September 1st and meet Anthony Stewart live, up close and personal, and he'll be able to sign an autographed copy of the book right there on September 1st at Policy, 14th and T Street.
Oh, well, thanks. I didn't know about that. Well, I definitely make sure I'm at that as well.
Yeah, pass the word. You can go to BeThereMagazine.com. You also will see his advertisement there. You can click on it. It goes right to his website. There's a link right to his website. You can also go to the author's page and look at the book. Click on that book, the cover of the book, and it'll go right to his website. And you can also get information and become part of his email list. So you can spread the word about this, because the information that he's given this morning is so valuable. Like you say, who knew about life insurance? That you can actually get tax-free money through life insurance. Most people have a basic life insurance policy, or they have no life insurance at all. So basically, people, this information is so valuable that they can get tax-free money. They can get tax-free money through life insurance. The Roth, what's the qualification for the Roth? Tell us about that, Anthony. What's the qualification for that?
Okay, if you're single and you're filing single, you cannot have an income more than $107,000 a year, and it phases out altogether at $122,000. If you're a married couple filing jointly, if your adjusted gross income is more than $169,000, then you cannot qualify for the Roth IRA, and it phases out altogether at $179,000. So if you look at that income in this area, there are a lot of folks who've been in the government, GS 14s and 15s. Their income exceeds the amount that they can, so they can't qualify for the Roth.
Mm-hmm.
The government says.
Well, there's a lot of people, quiet as is kept, that do qualify.
That's
a
true.
A lot of people aren't making $50,000 a year. So you're talking about that information is extremely, extremely valuable, because quiet as is kept, a lot of people don't make that kind of money, even though we're in a government area where a lot of people are GS-12s and 13s and 14s and 15s, sure. But for the most part, a lot of people are GS-3s and 4s. You got people out of here that's working at McDonald's. You got people out here that's basically doing what they call service work, you know, or just get by work, just to get by to make sure they get some food on the table. And that's something they need to know about if they could qualify for tax-free without paying taxes on money, you know, that they pay into this IRA or this Roth. That means they need to know that. They basically really need to know that. So that's really important. That's that information right there is worth the tea in China just by you being on the radio right now, because I guarantee you thousands of people did not know about that. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we want you to close this out with some closing statements and making sure people understand the importance of this book. I can tell right now this book is something that everybody needs to know about. Everybody needs to know about, and they need to have some kind of contact with you through your website or purchase the book. We'll be right back. Thank you. We should have this book, the importance of knowing about finance. It's a word that basically is not in the vocabulary of a lot of African Americans, especially African Americans. We don't take finance serious. We don't take money serious. We don't value money. We look at money as something that we need to get what we want, but basically we don't look at it, money, as something that could be used as a retirement tool, to be as a senior citizen and not to have to worry about money. A lot of people live off their annuities, or they live off their retirement or what they invested in. And some people in their 60s, 70s are working at McDonald's not to have something to do, but because they cannot meet their requirements of the bills they have. They can't make ends meet. So give us some closing statements, Anthony.
All righty. Well, the key of it is, Mr. Price, it is so important, and it's so important, especially now. There's never been a better time. People think because they lost a few dollars, they can never get it back. I mean, there are things that you got to do now, and especially in our communities. And we, in the book, we talk about the importance of starting early, because in the African-American community, we are the leaders when it comes to high blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol. We talk about the importance of getting annuities and insurance early before these things happen. And we just can't afford to continue to wait. And the thing of it is, we are misled to believe you don't need $1,000 a month to get it started. Everybody that we see, 80 to 90% of Americans that we sit in front of, they're throwing away $100 and $150 a week. So they'll start that money and start putting aside money. It's time is the key. It's not what the return is. It's just over time you will make money. But so many times we're so – this is a microwave society. We want everything to double right away, and that's just not the way it is. So they'll go out and try something risky, and they'll lose it all. And then, you know, we're sitting around wondering what happened. So it is so important, and it's so easy, and it's just a matter of just sitting down with one of us, and we can show you how it's done, one step at a time, one household at a time, and we can really turn this situation around for the generations that's coming behind us. Because if we don't do it, who else is going to do it? So if it's not us, then who? And if it's not now, then when?
Fantastic. I want to thank you for your time, for coming on the show. You're going to hear more from Anthony Stewart. You're going to hear more from this book. Be There Magazine is committed to making sure the information gets out. We've got several events coming up, and I'm going to make sure that Anthony Stewart's there. His partner's going to be there. We're going to make sure that people get this information, because, like you say, if not now, when? So looking forward to seeing you on September 1st at Policy. Be there. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one, and we'll see you on Thursday.